Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We got a great show for you guys coming up today. Talk a little bit of everything. Once again, looking at today's college basketball slate. Got about 6 or 7 bets on the hardwood today. Plenty of NFL talk, plenty of college football talk on the show as well. Kate Constable is going to join us in about 10, 12 minutes here for Model Making Money. Then we'll wrap everything up. Our favorite plays of the day. We had Memphis first half in their bowl game last night against West Virginia. We got 2 more bowl games tonight in college football that we'll get to during Best Bets. As always, any questions, comments, thoughts that you guys have for us, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BeckQL or you can go to YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. Let's get this thing rolling. Glass is in session here on a Wednesday, and we will start with NFL Week 16. Eagles, Commanders, big game in the NFC. Really big game for both teams. Eagles trying to get that number one seed in the NFC. Washington just looking to make it to the playoffs. Eagles favored by 3.5 in this game. If you shop around, you can buy some threes. And obviously, if you have a chance to get a 3 with Philadelphia, much better bet there than laying the 3.5. You like Washington, obviously get the hook with them in this matchup. I do like Philadelphia, though, laying 3.5. These two teams played back in Week 11, and Philadelphia was at home. They were 3.5-point favorites in that game. When those two teams were meeting up, that was a big game, right? That was for the lead in the NFC East. The Eagles were playing a lot better. Washington was one of the best stories in the NFL. And then ever since that game, that's where Washington's kind of taken a turn. They lost some games they weren't supposed to, like that one at home to Dallas. And Philadelphia has obviously continued this win streak. So considering that those teams met about 5-6 weeks ago, Philadelphia was 3.5-point favorites in that game. I get it was at home, but they were 3.5-point favorites. It feels like this game should be like 4, 4.5, maybe even 5. You're getting Philly at 3.5, even 3 at some spots. I just think this is a little bit too short of a number. Washington over the years has played Philadelphia tough. They tend to play them really good in the first half in DC when they go up against the Eagles. But over time, the Eagles, with how good their defense is, how good their running game has been, even if there's no A.J. Brown in this matchup for Philadelphia, I still like the Eagles. I'd take them -3, -3.5 against Washington. Cardinals and Panthers in Carolina on Sunday. Arizona favored by 4. Total in this game is sitting at 47. We were all over Dallas last week against Carolina. It felt like everybody loved the Panthers, right? They were playing such good football, but as we talked about, when a team that's so used to being an underdog becomes a favorite, that's when I usually like to fade that team. Well, here we go with Carolina back to being an underdog, playing an Arizona team that has not been playing good football over the last 4 or 5 weeks, and I'm back on Carolina this week, +4. When you get these kind of games where you had a team with Arizona who's got everything to play for against a team like Carolina, who's obviously improving, getting a lot better, continuing to play hard, I like backing those teams, especially when you're getting a nice number like the 4 with the Panthers. Arizona's got a huge final 2 games of the season Massive game next week against the Rams, and then they end the season against San Francisco, and all they have is a cross-country road trip to Carolina where they're laying four on the road. A little bit of a trappy game. I'll take the Panthers plus the four. Vikings, 3-point favorites on the road against Seattle. Geno Smith, it looks like all systems are pointing towards he probably is going to play on Sunday, which is obviously good news. Seattle's head coach Mike McDonald came out and said he was optimistic. All things were pointing in the right direction. The problem is with Seattle, man, they have not been good at home this season, which is crazy to think. I mean, whenever you think about the Seahawks, you just automatically think about their fans, their home field, how tough of a place that is to win. They have not been good at home this season. And here comes Minnesota into their place, 12-2. Now, all of a sudden, Minnesota's got a great shot at getting the number one seed in the NFC. If they win out, the number one seed is going to be theirs. So this is a big game. Seattle, like I said, has not been good at home this season. It does feel like a nice spot, though, to back Seattle. Again, this Minnesota team, like, we've all been waiting for kind of the regression to hit, but I think Sam Darnold going up against this Mike McDonald defense, Geno, it looks like, is going to play. Kenneth Walker, it looks like he's going to be back as well. I'll take Seattle plus three at home against the Vikings. Patriots, I'll take them plus the 14 against Buffalo. We talked about this game in our Bet Now segment on Monday. We always look for these kind of spots, right, in the NFL. You're not going to be able to get up for every game. You're not going to have the same high-level intensity for every single regular season game. And you look at Buffalo in their last four games. They had that game against Kansas City, Sunday night against San Francisco, that game out west against the Rams, and then obviously on Sunday against Detroit. I mean, that's four really big-time games. They had the bye week in between Kansas City and San Francisco, but nonetheless, four straight really tough games. Now they come home. They're co-Super Bowl favorites. They had a great win against Detroit. Everybody's talking about Josh Allen for MVP. Everybody's talking about how great this team is, and they're 14-point favorites at home in a divisional game. I'll take New England plus the points. Jags and Raiders in Vegas. It could possibly be the worst matchup that we could possibly get in the NFL right now, is these two teams going at it head-to-head. But you know what? There could be some money to be had still, and I kind of like the over in this game. I think when we get to this point in the season, and you have two really terrible teams like these two, and you got two terrible quarterbacks and two bad offenses and two bad defenses, I tend to like the over, because I think at this point in the season, the defenses probably aren't watching as much film. They're not as focused as maybe the offense would to put up numbers and continue to score points. So we saw it last week with the Jets and the Jags, two teams that are out of it, and they played a high scoring game, 32-25. I kind of like the over this week in Raiders and Jags. Aiden O'Connell might be back for Vegas, which would obviously be a little bit of a boost as well. So we'll go over in that game. 49ers in Miami to take on the Dolphins. Miami favored by one. Total is 44.5. No play for me in this game that I feel strongly about. I would lean towards Miami just because even though both these teams, their seasons are probably done, Miami does have a little bit better of a chance to make the playoffs. San Francisco, that was a dream crusher against the Rams last Thursday. Their season's pretty much done. And for a team like that, going on the road, playing in a city like Miami, maybe a little bit of a distractions, partying Friday night, Saturday night, those kind of things. I'll ride with the Dolphins at home, minus 120 against San Francisco if I had to play the game. Tampa Bay taking on Dallas on Sunday Night Football. Bucks are 4-point favorites. Now, this is one of those games, usually I would always back Dallas, plus the four against Tampa, right? Bucks are playing really good football, have that great win against the Chargers. Baker's playing great. They're atop the NFC South. But the way that the NFL has been going this season, these are the kind of games where you bet the favorite. You just keep riding the hot team at a short number. So I can certainly understand if you like Tampa. We know Dallas has not been very good at home this season. No play for me on the game, but in the NFL this year, these are the kind of games the public have been hitting with Tampa, minus four. And then finally, Monday Night Football, you got the Saints against the Packers. Green Bay favored by 13.5, total of 42. I mean, you know, this is such a big number in the NFL. Obviously, I like the Packers to win the game. Are they going to cover the spread? That's a different number. I'm sure plenty of people will be putting Green Bay in their money line parlays. That should be safe to do. I think they win the game. I'm staying away from that one, though, on Monday night. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. It's the 7 days of parlays, and BetMGM account holders will receive an NHL parlay boost token. You can score a bigger payout if your wager with the parlay boost token hits. Token can be used on parlays and short games parlays from our friends at BetMGM, the sportsbook in Vegas. All right, guys, let's talk some college football now. A little playoff page. We got the college football playoff kicking off on Friday. We got the bracket with all the predictions. There's just something about a bracket that gets the juices flowing. It's just a beautiful thing to see. You guys by now have known we've talked about all these games over the last couple weeks, all the picks that I like. I like Ohio State over Tennessee. I like Texas over Clemson, Notre Dame over Indiana, and then my upset of the first round is SMU over Penn State. Then in the quarterfinal round, I like Oregon over Ohio State, Texas over Arizona State. I'll take Notre Dame over Georgia and SMU to continue their run and take down Boise. So my semifinal matchups, Oregon, Texas, Notre Dame, and SMU. I'll take Notre Dame, Texas national championship game, and then give me Texas to win the whole thing. Now, when we were talking about these games and we were talking who could win the national championship last week, we got a lot of viewers on TikTok and Instagram, Facebook, on our social media channels here on BetQL, and a bunch of people commented, and it was interesting to see kind of how other people view all these teams in the college football playoff. I posted that I think the national championship game is going to be Notre Dame and Texas, so I will elaborate on why I like those two teams. We will start with Notre Dame. Obviously, they kick things off on Friday against Indiana. I think this game is going to be really close. I would not be shocked at all if Indiana upsets Notre Dame. But the reason I'm high on the Irish is because of how good their defense is and how well they run the football. And I know they lost to Northern Illinois. And a lot of people are going to say, how can you put Notre Dame in your national championship game when they lost to Northern Illinois? And honestly, I mean, look at what they've done since then. They have been steamrolling people. Ever since that Northern Illinois game, they've only played in one game that's been decided by one score. That's when they beat Louisville by 7. They've been just demolishing everybody. And I know their strength of schedule isn't any good. I know they haven't played any ranked teams outside of Texas A&M to start the year. But again, that's not Notre Dame's fault. They can't control who they play. All they can do is beat up on the teams ahead of them. And that's what they've done. And also, because they haven't played anybody, that's why there's good value on the Irish, because we're all kind of guessing what they're going to do when they go up against these top-tier teams. I think they're going to fare pretty well, so I do like them to escape Indiana on Friday. And then obviously comes the Georgia matchup, and a lot of people were calling me crazy for taking Notre Dame over Georgia. My response to that would be, you do know that Notre Dame is favored over Georgia in the look-ahead line. And anybody who knows even a little bit about sports betting knows that you bet numbers and you don't bet teams. And that number with Notre Dame favored over Georgia tells you to take the Irish. Carson Beck injury is clearly a big deal for Georgia. I know it's Georgia. I get it. They won 2 out of the last 3 national titles. Kirby Smart's the best coach in college football. But it's not the same old Georgia. This team isn't invincible. They've lost 2 games. They went to 8 overtimes with Georgia Tech. Kentucky took them down to the wire. Florida had them on the ropes before DJ Lagway got hurt. Like, the old Georgia teams would have demolished people. And I know they've suffered injuries. And I know that they had a bunch of kids that got kicked off the team at the beginning of the season. It's honestly incredible that they were still able to win the SEC. But this team is beatable. And I think that odds makers are willing to make Notre Dame the favorite, I think, is extremely telling. And I think it's a good matchup for Notre Dame. Georgia has struggled to stop teams that can run the football and mobile quarterbacks. And that is what Notre Dame can do with Riley Leonard and Jeremiah Love. They're a top 10 rushing offense in college football. So I like Notre Dame in that game. And then if Notre Dame beats Georgia, I'm actually going to look forward to fading them in the next round against the spread, whether it's SMU, Penn State, or Boise State. Georgia has obviously lost 2 games this year, to Bama and to Ole Miss. And both Bama and Ole Miss lost the following game after they beat Georgia. Ole Miss lost to Florida, Bama lost to Vandy. So that Georgia hangover is real. And I think if Notre Dame is able to beat Georgia, they better refocus and get ready for their next game. I think they're able to win it. It's going to be close, though, regardless of who they play. I got them in the national title. And then Texas. I like Texas a lot. I think they passed the eye test. I know they've lost to Georgia twice. A lot of people lose to Georgia, and I think that's a really bad matchup for them. It's tough to beat Georgia when you don't have a mobile quarterback, and Quinn Ewers just is going to really struggle against that defense. I think if they play a third time, I think Sark has to use more Arch Manning. And then again, people don't like Texas this year because they've lost to Georgia twice. It's the only good team that they've played, and they haven't played anybody, which I get. But again, it's not their fault that they had one of the easier schedules in the SEC. They didn't play Bama, Tennessee, Ole Miss, LSU, South Carolina. They avoided all their teams. Remember, they played at Michigan at the beginning of the year. They didn't know Jim Harbaugh was going to leave. They didn't know Michigan wasn't going to be any good. They played Oklahoma, who was supposed to be a much better team than they were this season. So Texas has kind of gotten just a bad deal from their schedule and hasn't faced as many good teams as they probably should have. But their defense is really, really good. And they are second in fewest points per game allowed. They're third in yards per game, first in passing, 13th against the run. They got an awesome defense. It all comes down to Quinn Ewers. And he terrifies me and he scares me. But at the end of the day, I think the defense and Sark get the job done. I think they're going to get past Clemson and Arizona State. Oregon, I can understand why people would like Oregon over Texas. My thing is I think it's going to be really hard for a team to go undefeated in college football and go undefeated all the way through the college football playoff unless you're like a great team, right? Like Oregon's good, but they're not Kirby Smart Georgia teams of the past, Nick Saban Bama teams. They're not Joe Burrow's LSU teams. They're not anywhere near those kind of teams. And I think you got to be that caliber of a team to run the table and go undefeated. So because of that, I think Oregon's going to slip up to Texas. Wouldn't be surprised if Ohio State beats them as well. But I like Texas. I like Notre Dame. And I think Texas wins the national championship. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Kate Constable. Get some of her thoughts on the college football playoff, NFL, as well here on Send It In. Kate, before we get to some of your thoughts on some of those games, what does the BetQL model like as some of their plays for today?
Hey, PJ. Yeah, I don't know if you'll like this one. Alabama going to North Dakota today. The model likes North Dakota in the first half at +14.5. The model makes North Dakota only +7.5. So you're getting about 7-point difference from the current line to where the model has it. So 5-star play there. However, this is the part you're going to like, PJ. It has Alabama covering as 25-point favorites. The model has Alabama -28.5. That's not a 5-star play. Only the first half of North Dakota covering the first half is a 5-star play. But if this plays out the way our model is projecting, Alabama will go on to cruise in the second half and cover that big spread.
All right, very interesting. I got a couple plays in that game that we'll get to here in a little bit. Kate, I want to get your thoughts, though, on the NBA. We had the cup final last night with Milwaukee taking down Oklahoma City. Felt like we had this conversation last year with the Pacers and some of these teams, right? Like, how much do you buy in the Lakers and all these teams? Do you bet futures? Milwaukee's obviously playing a lot better. Do you buy them as like a challenger to Boston, New York, any of these teams in the East, or would you stay away from the Bucks?
No, I mean, a great accomplishment. You get to hang the banner for the NBA Cup, but I'm still not buying the Bucks long term, solely because I think the Celtics are the best team in the East. And I mean, unless something goes terribly wrong or they suffer a ton of injuries, they're going to be so tough to beat. The Bucks, they are playing better, but they've been so inconsistent over the last year or so. I know this streak for them has been the best stretch that they've had since Damian Lillard was traded. But you also have to consider who your coach is. And your coach is Doc Rivers right now. What's his postseason record? Like, doesn't make it all that far. So I'm not buying the Bucks. If anything, I would buy the Thunder because they just had another opportunity for more experience in high leverage games, high leverage situations for a very young team that was bounced early in the playoffs last year. For them to continue to make deep runs, or I guess make their first deep run this season, they need that type of experience. So even though it was midseason and not quite, the stakes weren't quite as high as an NBA actual title, I think it's a good learning opportunity for that fairly young team. So if anything, I'm buying more on the Thunder versus the Bucks after last night.
Yeah, makes sense. And odds agree with you. OKC still heavy favorites to win the West at +180. Kate, let's talk some college football. The college football playoff starts in a couple days. Notre Dame and Indiana kick things off on Friday. My first question for you about the playoff is, which of these underdogs do you like the best in the first four games? You know, everybody is going to have these money line parlays with all these favorites in the first round. And look, it definitely could hit. It wouldn't shock me at all. But you know there's going to be at least one underdog that makes people sweat out that parlay. Who do you think that dog could be?
Yeah, I think that could be SMU, PJ, against Penn State. My biggest concern in this game is actually just the weather and SMU traveling to the East Coast, where it's going to be cold and the temperatures are going to be dropping. And it's not anything like that they have really played in at all this season. But the reason I think SMU could upset Penn State, or at least stick within the 8.5, is that it's got a fairly explosive offense that can exploit Penn State's secondary, which is arguably the weakest spot of a very good defense. I mean, Penn State's defense has been its bread and butter all season, but you have those explosive game-changing plays that one team is able to generate more so than the other, and that's SMU. Now, defensively, Penn State's defense, like I mentioned, great, but SMU's defense is also very good and really good at stopping the run, which is something that Penn State leads heavily on. So after this, the ACC championship game, the first half, right, SMU looked like a deer in headlights through the first half of that game. They finally kind of came back to life, turned it on in the second half. I don't think we get that same nervousness from SMU early on in this game. So I think if they can keep this one close in the first half, certainly the second half, they can play and you know, hopefully make enough plays to cover, possibly upset Penn State in a big game.
I like it. Yeah, I do think they're going to win that game against Penn State. Any of the other three games, Kate, any bets that you like in either of the other three games remaining?
Yeah, I love two unders, PJ, which I know is so boring. We want high scoring games. We want fast action and everything. But Indiana and Notre Dame, under 50.5. Notre Dame leans heavily on the run, which always, you know, slows the clock or keeps the clock running, slows the game down. But Indiana has the best run defense in the country, so they can slow them down in that aspect. They're not going to stop them completely, but they can slow Notre Dame down there. And then Indiana's offense, it was overmatched against Ohio State. That's the other opponent, the best opponent that they've played so far. But I think it's going to be overmatched a little bit against Notre Dame. But the defense, once again, is going to keep them in the game. Notre Dame's defense is also great. Number one in completion rate allowed and passing success rate allowed. So I'm not sure we're going to get a whole lot of explosive plays in this one, just like I talked about with SMU. But instead, I think we're going to get kind of a slower, grinded out game. So I like the under there. I also like the under in Clemson and Texas at 51.5, because Texas's defense, number one in the country in yards per play allowed, number two in scoring defense. The issues for Clemson are on the offense. Defensive end, and same with Texas. Like, if there's any knock on Texas right now, it's their inconsistencies on offense. And then you look at who Clemson has played this season. The best defensive teams that Clemson has played: Georgia, they scored 3 points against Georgia, and South Carolina a couple weeks ago, I think you could say, 2 touchdowns, 14 points there. I don't think they're scoring more than 2 touchdowns against this Texas defense. So under 51.5 in Clemson and Texas is another play I like.
Love it. Yeah, I really like that under in that Texas-Clemson game. Clemson team total under, we gave that out yesterday as well. Kate, who's your national champion right now? Who do you like to win it all?
I'm going to go with Oregon. All season, PJ came on here and told you Ohio State was, but I'm worried about them after the loss to Michigan and how they bounced back with that. So I'm finally flip-flopping. I'm going to go with the Ducks. I think they complete the perfect season in their first year in the Big Ten. Both sides of the ball. Like, they don't have a whole lot of area for concern on either side. So I think they're just playing extremely well right now. Their confidence is high, and I really like Dan Lanning as a head coach. So Oregon Ducks are my champion this year.
From 1-0 to the other, Ohio State to Oregon. Very nice. So we'll see. Hopefully those two teams match up in the next round. Kate, before I let you go, really good game in the NFL tomorrow between the Chargers and the Broncos. Anything that you like there?
Again, PJ, I'm so boring this week. I like the under in that one, too. I mean, Bo Nix had three touchdowns passes last week, but he also had 3 interceptions and had his lowest QBR of the season, only 130 passing yards. So that score in that Colts game last week, not quite indicative as to what that Broncos offense was actually on the field. And, you know, a short week, are they able to turn things around? Same thing for the Chargers. Justin Herbert doesn't look normal. He looks like he's still dealing with that injury. Ladd McConkey being back helps, but outside of that, like, the Chargers just don't really have many offensive weapons. So I think we get another low-scoring game. These two teams, when they face each other often, are the under hits in them. I believe it's stayed under 42 in 8 of their last 9 meetings. So I'm going to be boring again and take the under on Thursday.
I mean, Kate, usually when we get to this time of the year and there's a lot on the line, the under tends to be the play. Yep. In a lot of these games. So definitely makes sense. Kate Constable joining us here on Send It In. Really good stuff, Kate. Enjoy all the games this weekend, and we'll catch up again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, PJ.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, time for some college hoops. We go off the glass. B Mills, I see you with the question in here about that Broncos-Chargers game. How do I like Broncos plus 8.5 and the under 48.5 in a teaser on Thursday night? Really like that play, B Mills. I actually think I'm going to tail you on that. I like Denver plus 3 to begin with. So now that it's 2.5, I think your teaser's a great look, teasing the under as well. I would expect this to be like a 20-17 type game. So I like that teaser a lot. Definitely going to tail you on that. As for college hoops tonight, we got number 21 Memphis on the road taking on Virginia. Memphis 4.5 point favorites. The total is 129.5. Virginia plays at the slowest pace in college basketball. They are 364 Division I teams. Virginia plays at the 364th fastest pace. They're the slowest team in college basketball. They're going up against a really good defense tonight in Memphis. I think this game is going to be low scoring. We'll go under 129.5. Maybe the game of the night in college hoops. I know we got a ranked matchup going on, but I can't wait for this one. VCU at New Mexico. Lobos favored by 2.5. The total is 153.5. New Mexico, if you know any little bit about college basketball, you know that their home court advantage there in Albuquerque at the Pit. It's a really tough place to play. This line has gone from 2.5 to 3.5. Now that it's at 3.5, I don't love it as much. It was at 2.5, getting it under the possession at 3.5 now. I think you're better off maybe just betting them on a money line, maybe parlaying it with something else. I do like the Lobos to win a close one, though, tonight against VCU, who's a really good team. They obviously have a great home environment as well at the Siegel Center, but I'll take the Lobos to get the job done there with Richard Pitino. Number 6, Alabama is on the road tonight taking on North Dakota. And you might be sitting there and asking yourself, why is Alabama playing a true road game tonight at North Dakota? Well, one of Bama's best players, Grant Nelson, is from North Dakota. So Nate Oates, the head coach, did a really great thing, and he has Bama playing at North Dakota, so Grant Nelson can go back home and play in front of a bunch of friends and family. I'm sure they had kind of a deal when Nelson was in the transfer portal, told him, if you come to Bama, we'll play at North Dakota while you're here, and that's exactly what Bama's doing. So Grant Nelson, they're playing this game in North Dakota for Grant tonight. So we're going over 13.5 points for Grant Nelson. You got to have a feeling that he's going to play a lot of minutes. They're going to draw up a bunch of plays for him. His teammates are going to want him to shoot a bunch of shots. North Dakota does not have a very good defense. So if Nelson goes 2-for-15 from the field and we lose our bet, then so be it. But he's definitely going to shoot the ball a lot tonight. We'll go over 13.5 points for Grant Nelson. I also like the first half under in this game as well, 80.5. I know the BetQL model gave out North Dakota plus the points in the first half. But again, North Dakota's got one of the worst defenses in college basketball, which is why this total is so high, because Bama is obviously such a great offensive team. But if you're Bama, like, doesn't this feel like a sleepy spot? You're going on the road playing a group of five team. You're going from Tuscaloosa to North Dakota, where it's probably negative degrees outside. Feels like they could get off to a little bit of a sluggish, slow start in this game. They're also coming off a stretch in the non-conference where they played good team after good team after good team. Go look at Bama's non-conference and what they just did over the last 3 weeks at Purdue, at North Carolina, Houston, Creighton, Oregon. All these great teams back to back to back to back. So I think this could be a little bit of a sluggish start for them. We'll go first half under Grant Nelson over points as well. We got Butler taking on Marquette tonight in Milwaukee. Marquette, number 9 team in the country, favored by 14.5 with a total of 149.5. I like Marquette tonight. In college basketball, a lot of times, especially early on in the season, you see these teams that look like they're unbeatable at home, and they're not quite the same team on the road or at a neutral site. That's what Marquette is. When they play at home in front of their home fans, they're really difficult to deal with. I think they're going to roll tonight against Butler. I like Marquette. We got number 14 Oklahoma taking on number 24 Michigan tonight. Wolverines favored by 3.5. The total is 150.5. This is a tough game right here. Michigan's having a really nice first season under Dusty May. They played some difficult non-conference games already that should prepare them again for a good Oklahoma team tonight. Kind of like the under in the game, 115.5 feels like too many points to me. So I'll go under, but the spread feels about right. And then finally, Samford and Arizona. The zone is favored by 19.5. The total is 168.5. You might remember Samford from March Madness last year. Their head coach, Bucky McMillan, they call it Buckyball. They full court press and shoot threes for all 40 minutes. They play at a super fast tempo. Arizona does as well. It's going to be a really fun game to watch. They're going to be going up and down the entire night. So I like the over in this game, 168.5. Arizona's really struggled to start the season. They're not very good. So I think they're really looking forward to having the opportunity to blow somebody out. I think they could score 100 in this game. I think Samford could get us into the 70s as well. So we'll go over 168.5 in Arizona and Samford. All right, folks, let's wrap the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In, getting to some of our favorite bets tonight in college football. We got two games on the slate. We will start with JMU and Western Kentucky. And my prop lock is going to be on JMU's running back, George Pettaway, to go over 65.5 rushing yards tonight. Western Kentucky's got one of the worst run defenses of any team that we're going to see in bowl season. Over their last five games, they're averaging over 300 yards on the ground, giving up. JMU's quarterback is out for the season, so they got to lean on their run game. I think Pettaway is going to have a big day. We'll go over 65.5 rushing yards for the JMU running back. My dog of the day is going to be in the other game, Cal plus 3 against UNLV. I just think this line's gotten too much out of control. You had UNLV open up, or excuse me, you had Cal open up as a 4.5-point favorite, and now they're a 3.5-point dog. Obviously, because of the transfer portal and some injuries, they don't have some key guys playing. Their quarterback, Mendoza, is going to be out as well. But UNLV is going to be without their head coach, Barry Odom, and their offensive coordinator, who's a young, up-and-coming, really good coach. They're all at Purdue now. I think not having that coaching staff going up against Justin Wilcox and Cal, who's a very good head coach, I think that could be a little problematic. So we'll take Cal plus the points tonight against UNLV. And then staying with JMU and Western Kentucky, I like Pettaway over rushing yards, and I like JMU minus 7.5. I mentioned Western Kentucky's terrible against the run. I expect JMU to run early and often. JMU's also got a very good defense. So I think Western Kentucky going to struggle to score the ball a little bit tonight as well. That's our best bet, JMU minus 7.5. We like Pettaway over rushing yards is our prop lock, and then take Cal plus the points against UNLV as well. Thanks again to Kate Constable. Caroline Fenton joins us tomorrow to preview the college football playoff. See you guys then.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.